The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today, Prince Harry's case heads to the High Court in a long-awaited legal battle against Rupert Murdoch's Sun and News of the World papers, the News of the World, now defunct, of course. The Duke of Sussex is suing News Group newspapers over claims that journalists worked unlawfully with private investigators to obtain information about his private life between 1996 and 2011. I'm joined by freelance journalist Vincent McAvinney. Vincent, good morning.
Good morning.
This case has been long rumbling, has it not?
Yeah, it has. And the background of this is that around 1,300 people over the past decade have been involved in legal action with News Group newspapers, which had the News of the World back in the day before it was closed and now has the Sun and the Times, obviously owned by the Murdoch family. And those 1,300 people have all effectively settled out of court, despite the fact that, you know, their phones were hacked, private information was obtained, medical records, all sorts of things. But they have systematically settled out of court, and the latest example for one being the likes of Hugh Grant, because British law means if you are offered a settlement which is more than you would win in the court case, then you have to pay not only your own costs but the costs of the other side. So it's very expensive to go all the way to court. But for Prince Harry and also Lord Tom Watson, who used to be the deputy leader of the Labour Party, who was a big antagonist of Rupert Murdoch when he was an MP, when all this came out, they have decided this is about the principle. It will be financially very destructive for both of them, potentially, but they want their day in court to have these allegations put forward that there was private investigators unlawfully targeting them and gathering information by doing things like blagging and other tricks.
Now, to explain why Hugh Grant, and he has explained himself, why he pulled out and accepted whatever they offered, it was pointed out to him that should he win less than they had offered, the bill for him could be over £10 million. And he just wasn't prepared to take that risk. Sienna Miller, the same.
Yeah, absolutely massive. And Hugh Grant has come out and tried to explain this, that it was just financially not viable. And it shows really what an existential threat it is to this business, because we think that in the past decade, they've spent about £1 billion plus on the legal costs of this and the settlement claims. And so it's been constantly running away in the background of British public life. But we know from Prince Harry that, you know, he, of course, has gone out and made these lucrative deals, but he could be facing, even if he wins this, which, you know, we will see, is going to be an 8-week trial here in London. But even if he wins it, if the amount that News Group had offered him is more than what he wins, then he will have to pick up their legal costs, which could run into tens of millions of pounds. So it is potentially going to be a big hit for him. But he thinks it is a matter of principle. He's also, of course, drawing on the fact he's tried to introduce more evidence from periods that aren't going to be covered in this actual trial, from going further back and in more recent years with his wife, Meghan Markle, about her potentially being targeted by some means of intelligence gathering, and gone back to his mother's into voicemails as well. The court hasn't allowed those to be involved, but he thinks it's a point of principle that this should be exposed for the British public, just what this News Group was up to. Because it has, you know, whilst I say 1,300 people and very high profile people, you know, likes of Sienna Miller, Hugh Grant, very few of them have spoken out about this for fear of retribution, you might think. Hugh Grant obviously went on a bit of a crusade on this himself, but it just simply was not financially viable for him to take the fight as far as Prince Harry's going.
Who is likely to testify in this case?
Well, we will see. I mean, it's only the first day, so we're waiting now to hear the opening arguments from the lawyers for both sides, when we will be sort of getting a sort of outline of who we're going to see. We'll hear, obviously, from Tom Watson, the Labour MP. We'll hear at some point from Prince Harry as well. But it's unclear at the moment which executives from News Group newspapers will be involved. We know that none of the Murdochs are going to end up on the stand, as far as we can tell. But there will be the likes of Rebecca Brooks potentially having to take the stand, or journalists from that time, but it's unclear at the moment.
Now, one of the perplexing things about all of this is what they did in terms of prying into people's lives, tapping phones illegally. These are the contentions. It sounds to me like these are criminal acts, And yet this is a civil case. I mean, what did the authorities say about the actions of NGN in regard to that? I mean, were people guilty of criminal offences?
Yeah, there were people who did go to jail for interception of voicemails, but there are sort of time periods that have locked out now in terms of what is going on and a lack of sort of evidence as well to bring all the way to the court proceeding. So it has been an ongoing saga, but there were people like Clive Goodman, a News of the World journalist, and Glenn Mulcair, a private investigator, who were arrested and later jailed for intercepting voicemails on phones, for instance, belonging to the aides of Princes William and Prince Harry. So people have gone to jail for some of this. But there has been, you know, the Leveson inquiry as well over a decade ago into this practice. There was meant to be a second part of the Leveson inquiry, but that was never delivered. That was much to the ire of people who are victims. And these aren't just celebrities. These are also people who are caught up in crime. So the family of Millie Dowler, for instance, a girl who was kidnapped and killed in the early 2000s. They were part of this as well. So it has been quite a saga here, and we will see quite an interesting debate over the next couple of weeks in this case.
Vincent McAvinney, a freelance journalist in London, thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Live.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.